This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
And away we go. Welcome to show number 2,985.
15 shows away from 3,000. Along with Steve the Throw Hill.
The Ten Smith.
Woo!
Robin Fox. And Mike Hawk.
Montgomery.
And you are in the men's room.
On tap today, who sucks less? A positive drinking story helps you lose weight and get ahead at work. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, a men's room shout of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorites, TV Time with Ted.
Clack, clack, drunk it to drunk.
All right, here we go. Of all places, Florida will allow smokable marijuana, but with only pre-rolled joints. Meanwhile, a Florida man is caught spraying El Chapo graffiti, and he threatens to kill the deputy's family, which loses his good behavior points. Man marries three different women, giving them apartments all in the same hood. Alabama man named Blueberry Hill is jailed for not being good. And a sweet story of a Florida man who dressed up in a dog costume and recorded himself having sex with a Siberian husky. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, last week we found out that Ozzy Osbourne had been admitted to the hospital following complications from the flu and, presumably, life choices. Whatever the case, Ozzy has been released from the hospital and is now recovering at home. And there's nothing better than home when you think you might not see it again, right? Ozzy's glad to be home. So is Journey guitarist and human troll, as you know, Miles. Nils Schon. Schon. He had emergency gallbladder removal surgery. Former Fleetwood Mac guitarist and Jane Lynch lookalike, Lindsey Buckingham, he had emergency heart surgery last week, and now he's home as well. And it's not always medical stuff that has to go wrong for us to appreciate the nicer things in life. Spend any amount of time in a jail cell, and you will immediately appreciate your freedom. Same holds true if you're, say, kidnapped. A duct tape man jumped out of a car trunk in Florida. Luckily, there was a witness there who called police on his behalf. I told police he'd been kidnapped, and they believe him. They're still piecing that one together. There was a cruise ship. One of the engines failed. Let's not tell the passengers. Then the other engine failed. Let's not tell the passengers. We'll just dock it. Let's smash into the dock and have all the passengers find out at the same time. But they got a 50% rebate. So all of these stories lead us to one conclusion. Nobody wants to have to do that again. It's just that easy. No one that experienced any of these wants to experience it again, and we've all been there. So that's what today's question is. Why do you hope you'll never have to do that again?
Be a part of the big show. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Home patrols, and away we go. Welcome to show number 2,985. 15 shows away from show 3,000. What a large and charged program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat as once again the return of Who Sucks Less. Steve the Thrill Hill, you bring us three stories from the news.
Yeah.
I know it is difficult for you at times to find three stories that suck. Somehow you pull it off every week. This week you'll bring us three stories. Mm-hmm. It is up to us to determine which of the three stories suck the least. How are the stories looking for today?
I'll just sum it up. Mike handed me the stories back earlier today in the office, and all he indicated that he might be a fan of vigilante justice.
All right.
I'll just put it that way. Okay. Read into that how you will.
Who sucks less? Yeah. Is coming up. The return of a positive drinking story. We've got two very positive drinking stories for you today. One about a certain a beverage that will help you lose a little weight, believe it or not.
Excellent.
Or it's been proven to. And we also have a story about how alcohol can actually get you ahead at your job.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So pretty cool. We have not
looking
one but
forward
two
to that.
Positive drinking stories. And Steve, you touched on it earlier. We have a couple noteworthy items here. Ozzy Osbourne is out of ICU. On the talk yesterday, Sharon Osbourne revealed that Ozzy is out of ICU. He's doing good. He's breathing on his own. That was the one that kind of took me back a little bit.
Like, I didn't know that he wasn't.
He was in there for a week. Who told? I didn't know that he
they
was
were
not
smart
breathing.
Not to say anything. You know what I mean? Smart not to say anything. I'm sure the Grammys would have put together their in memoriam if she had brought that up, right? But I like how they do it. Like, hey, and now he's breathing on his own. Like, we did not know that things were that bad.
Yeah, Sharon announced that Ozzy had been admitted to the hospital following some complications from the flu. Apparently, he was diagnosed with a severe upper respiratory infection. So he was in there for a good week. Speaking of being in the hospital, and being in the hospital sucks, especially for any extended amount of time. I've stayed in a hospital a few times for other people's procedures. Most of the things that I've had to go through are inpatient.
Right.
But not that they didn't suck. It was just the fact that they
would have home.
They would have sucked a hell of a lot more if I had to stay the night in the hospital. That's just the way it goes. So we have a couple more old rocker stories for you here. Lindsey Buckingham had open heart surgery. He is he's now recuperating
emergency open heart surgery.
Right, but this is a good thing. He's home, so since he's home, that means he's doing better.
And does that mean he had a heart attack?
That's my guess. How old is he now? Like 70, maybe somewhere around there. But emergency open heart surgery.
Which means we need to fix this now, like now. But he is at home, and he is doing better every day. I believe that he did result, that surgery resulted in vocal cord damage.
We're not sure. I've only heard rumors. Sorry, man. I gotta get a Fleetwood Mac.
Jesus. He's waiting for the yell. I can't believe he didn't put the cell phone. I'd have had my finger on the button just waiting to say that. Don't stop with that, by the way.
Oh,
Lindsay's wife did not elaborate too much. It's unclear whether the damage is permanent, although future tour dates have been put on hold. Keep in mind, Lindsay Buckingham was just kicked out of Fleetwood Mac.
And Lindsay Buckingham's a guy. So I know there's a lot of people just going like, wait, who?
He was going out on a solo tour. Neil Sean from Journey had his gallbladder.
Sean or Sean?
I don't know. I'm going to just keep
you just
out.
Said Sean.
I don't know.
Then you're like Sean.
Sean, Sean. Does anyone really know?
I don't know. That's why I asked you. And you were like Sean. You sounded very confident. They're like, Neil Sean.
Neil Sean. You know we should ask his Iron Mike. He photographs Journey all the time. But I think he's on one of those metal cruises.
Oh, Iron Mike.
Oh, yeah. He is really like, here's the bassist from Slaughter, along with the lead guitarist from Trickster, on drums, from Y&T. And I'm like, what am I watching?
Ooh, Crocus.
Right, exactly. And they're playing Still of the Night. Neil had his gallbladder removed on Friday. He tweeted, had to go in the ER, very inflamed and infected gallbladder taken out. Honestly, I couldn't feel better. He is back at home as well. So that's just a hospital thing. No one wants to be in a hospital. Speaking of, you said that no one wants to be in jail. Ted, hip us to 21 Savage, please.
21 Savage, rapper, well, I thought from Atlanta, I guess originally from England.
Oh, that dude. All right.
You probably don't know who he is. He's got no heart.
He has no heart.
I'm just going to give you
no,
this.
That was a joke. He has no heart. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
I can just tell all by your delivery.
Oh, man,
I'm
going
to give it to him.
Jesus. Got a little cross right here. He's the date.
It's Ash Wednesday every day, right?
Amber Rose, I think.
Oh, really? Good for him.
Yes.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
That's exciting news. Well, he is the man then. 21 Savage's immigration lawyer says that he will be released from ICE detention today.
ICE.
If he hasn't already been, he'll remain out on the bond. He's been in custody for over a week.
Yeah.
He was arrested on Super Bowl Sunday, which seems forever ago. Could you imagine spending that much time in jail?
No.
Just for an immigration thing. ICE authorities say 21 Savage was born in the U.K. and was in the U.S. illegally.
Did they look him up under 21 Savage? I'm sure the birth certificate says.
He had a huge song with, like, Post Malone. Like, I'm guessing by what your kids listen to, Miles, you've probably heard 21 Savage. Mr. Savage.
I'm sure they listen to him. I suppose they've been illegal since 2006 when his parents failed to renew his visa. He reportedly filed for a visa in 2017. He's been waiting, but it has not gone through. Either way, I know that you guys have spoke about your brief overnight experience being in jail.
3 days, dude.
Yeah. You were in there for 3 days.
3 days.
Three days. Three nights. That had to feel like forever.
It's awful.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean,
jail sucks.
It does not take long to figure out, like, man, I really don't want to be
there. And people that are comfortable in there are just in there a lot.
Right.
Was there ever a point where you could feel comfortable?
Yeah, I mean, after a while, like, you're just sitting, again, you're sitting in a bullpen, as they call them. So, I mean, you're going to chat with people, and people in jail actually are really nice.
Okay.
Because you're all kind of on the same level.
Right, now, there's already something in common.
Yeah, so, like, jail, everybody's just kind of like, all right,
jail
we're here.
Is jail.
Okay, let me ask you, when you're in there.
Yeah, right, like, it's not prison, it's
prison
jail.
Is something entirely different.
Okay, yeah.
Jail, you've been bad, sit there and think about it. Prison, right.
But do they give you an idea at all? Just even a window of time when there's a chance that you might be able to get out?
Not in Baltimore. Not in that jail in Baltimore.
No.
Like, they never come and say, like, a lawyer's on the way or a family member is...
Did you call a lawyer?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Did you call a family member? There's no... They have no need or urge to tell you that. Like, you generally know why you've been in there, so you can make an estimation in your head, right? You know it's probably misdemeanor. It's not like, I'm not going to prison for this kind of thing.
Right.
So you have a general estimate. But no, they certainly, they're not there for your comfort.
And so what is it?
They wouldn't even
care.
Tell us, like, the time. Like, every time you're like, hey, see, so,
shut up.
Hey, CO, what time is it? They go, half past. Every time.
Half past.
Right. But we're in a jail cell that was basically underground. Like, you have no idea what time it is. And then just imagine you've been arrested. You already feel like a piece of crap, right? Then you wake up. There's a dude dropping a deuce in a room you're sitting in. And you're sitting on a concrete floor eating a goddamn hard-boiled egg.
Can you...
I mean, it's awful.
Can you...
That should be the entire story. It is one page. Just read these words.
Yeah.
Can you... Okay. I mean,
hard-boiled eggs.
Could you use the
Miles
bathroom in there?
I barely ate and did not poop for 3 days.
Could you pee?
Eventually. There's a little wall, so I guess, like, nobody could see your junk, but I mean, it's tough. I mean,
yeah, you're in a room full of people.
Right, it's rough.
I would guess so. Okay. Well, that's not fun.
I remember being really thirsty.
Really thirsty?
What happens when you're thirsty? You just don't
stay thirsty.
Here's the good news and bad news. If you get booked and you go up to the tiers, there's water fountains. But in a lot of the bullpen, just these holding cells, there's not. So you're just sitting there thirsty.
Thirsty.
I just remember two things being like, when I get out of here, I'm just going to two-hand chug the biggest Gatorade I can find.
I think I would have gone Coke. Our question, why do you hope you'll never have to do that again? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Paul. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So my story starts with my friends and I went camping, and I did a bunch of shrooms.
Because what we've discovered this week, it is physically impossible to camp and not trip.
I feel like everyone that I will meet in the woods from here on out will be on some kind of psychedelic.
Yeah, but I did like a half of ounce of shrooms, and that was a little bit too much, found out.
That was a lot too much.
Yeah. So what happened is, we were in a place where there was no phones, and I mean, like, there's no reception for anything, basically. But there was, I mean, there was a fair amount of people. I went with two other friends, and one of my friends was tripping with me, and then my other friend was a little bit mentally disabled.
Okay.
Yeah, and he was the babysitter, which is also not a good idea. To have a babysitter like that.
What do you mean by, I have to ask, what do you mean by that he is, was he mentally disabled based on the mushrooms that he was also on, or was the guy seriously mentally disabled?
He's schizoaffective, which means he's like, he has schizophrenia and bipolar simultaneously.
And this is the guy you chose to be your babysitter in the woods while you tripped on mushrooms.
In hindsight, it wasn't a very good idea.
Doesn't sound like a
good idea. In foresight, it's not a good idea. At the moment, that's never a good idea. God damn, man, if you knew that, you don't need hindsight for that one. But I'm sorry, please continue.
So he was taking care of it.
I did the shrooms and I started to have a bad trip immediately. And I had done shrooms before, never that many, and I'd never had a bad trip on them before. And I mean, there was no phone, so I started freaking out, and I'm like, oh my god, I'm poisoned, I'm gonna die. And like, my babysitter friend, like, I mean, he sounds the alarm. We're in the woods and it's going off, like, you know, like the sirens and whatever, because, we can't call, like, 911 or whatever. And the sirens are going off. And
What sirens do you pull a tree branch and a giant siren goes off
like
in your head?
Smokey, like, the Bear present.
Where do you just have access to a huge siren?
They went like he told some people that like I was like dying or something, and then they went to the ranger station and they sounded the alarm, and then the ambulance came, and the guys. The paramedics come out, and I'm like seeing that I have like eight arms and stuff, and I'm just like freaking out. And they're like, "What's wrong?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I think I'm poisoned." And like, I mean, they think it's fun. And so I get in the ambulance, and I'm like making calls. You know, I call my girlfriend, and I'm like, I'm pretty sure I'm going to prison. I'm either gonna die or I'm going to prison. You know, she has no idea that I was doing this because she was completely against it and whatnot.
I see why.
Had to be a great conversation later.
I don't know why you didn't sell her on it before. It sure sounds like it's a rocking time for you. Like, yeah, do that more.
Yeah, but I was convinced that I was either going to die and go into prison. I'm asking the paramedics to just kill me right now. like I'm completely seriously. And I remember this, and it was, and I thought at one point that I was in Bothell. I'm like, I know this place because like by then I was like kind of sobering up a little bit. But it was a very harrowing experience, and I never want that to happen again.
Okay, let me ask you now. So where did they take you? They take you to a hospital?
They took me to Everett Hospital, and it ended up costing me $99 because that's what an ER visit cost.
What a deal.
That's the cheapest freaking deal ever, man.
That's a steal of a deal. The ambulance ride didn't cost you any money?
Well, he's gone.
Oh, okay. All right. That was the one that got me. It was a mile and a half.
The schizo, what did he say? The
bipolar. Guy
and
in charge.
He says, in hindsight, that doesn't seem like a good idea. I mean, like, if I knew that about him, and you said, hey, man, let's trip, and Jeff over here will keep an eye on us, I would say, no, let's not have Jeff.
This was...
He's a bipolar schizo, whatever it is, but, like, it's not good.
It started with a bad decision of eating a half an ounce. First of all, that is ridiculous. Like, nobody in their right mind would encourage you to do something like that if you were going to be with him. You know, like, hey,
yeah,
like,
I don't
want
to be with you.
But if I'm going to do that too, and we're all going camping together, you are not going to do that because we're going to have to deal with a situation. And as much as we're already probably going to have to deal with some type of situation, that would be an out of hand situation to have to deal with.
Yeah, I just want to trip and have a good time.
That's a lot, man.
It is.
You got to remember.
I would have to imagine he was younger when they did this.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, because that's generally people either first trying or whatever. That's always the one you hear. Either that or somebody always goes, I tried him in college and I hated it. And I go, were you in a dorm room with like one person? And they're like, yeah. I was like, that sounds horrible. You should hate him.
Exactly. A couple of comments coming in. It says, I'm very happy I don't ever have to deploy again. I had a fantastic time in the Navy. But getting shot at and getting blown up, not so fun.
Okay, I believe enough.
But this one I appreciate, and it's a little timely. We were talking about if you spend any time in a jail cell, prison, whatever it might be. This guy says, oh, crap, hang on. Hang on, where was it?
Uh-oh.
Here we go. I had a wet dream in jail, and it was very noticeable. So I hope that never happens again.
Oh, no.
I didn't think I knew what a nightmare was, and like, dude.
Well, at least you're sleeping happy.
In jail, noticeable, man. I'm telling you, that's bad. That is not a situation.
Why do you hope that you'll never have to do that again? 844-999-OLA.
That is gross.
Hello, Aaron. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. Okay, so for my story, it's, I've called and told you guys a few times about my concerts and raves that I go to, but the first one that I went to, I had this shirt that said first time raver on it, which anybody that's listening, that's a brilliant idea because it brought a lot of positivity to me. But because of that, people kept giving me drugs, which I'm not arguing with in any way. But like before I went to one of these, I was only like, you know, about smoking weed and like dropping acid. I was like, screw it. I'm going to take everything that people give me. And like someone gave me acid and like I did coke and like ecstasy or molly or whatever. Like some drugs that I can't even remember. I took like 6 or 7 different things. And there was this one point where I'm watching the laser show and all this stuff is getting all intense with everything. And all of a sudden I get like really, really hot. Not like I'm just like uncomfortable. Like I literally feel like I'm burning. And I'm like, oh God, this is exactly what I've heard of. I've taken too much stuff. Like I'm about to die. I got like 10, 15 minutes left of life. And so like I'm starting to work my way through the crowd, like freaking out. Like I'm sweating so much. There's literally like a little puddle trail following me. And I'm about to reach out and grab this guy on the shoulder and turn around and be like, dude, get me to the medical corner. Like, I'm about to die. But then this bruise hit me and, like, my body temperature just suddenly dropped like 10 degrees. I'm like, oh, thank God. I'm okay. I'm all right. Like, it was terrifying, but at the same time, that was the most fun I have ever had in my life.
Would you do it again?
All the drugs I can get when I go to these.
Oh man! Okay.
All right. Well, yeah. That's,
then the breeze hit me.
Sounds like a great time. So hot, I'm on fire. I'm physically leaving the trail.
You went behind me.
I put my hand on his shoulder. My body temperature drops.
Voluntarily like looking for the paramedic.
Damn.
Nobody voluntarily looks for the paramedic.
Not get me help. Like I'm gonna go get help on my own.
Oh, God. That is an awkward time when everybody else is somewhat at a comfortable temperature.
Oh, yeah.
And you're just sweating bullets. It's obvious. Like, what did you take, man? Are you going to be okay? Drink some water.
I'm fine. I'm good, man.
Yeah.
I'm just going through a thing here.
Right?
I like how he gave, like, just a little bit of instruction. Like, hey, man, by the way.
I don't think I've ever done whatever drug that does that to you.
But man, but if he did
gives you the hospital,
different
I mean,
drugs.
Dude, that's a lot of drugs.
Right.
I mean, cocaine does it. Any of these drugs.
Yeah, I was going to say, when he's going through it, like, I guess you put them all together, mm-hmm. It's like the Voltron of hot. The Voltron of sweaty.
Why do you hope that you'll never have to do that again? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Austin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. So, when I tuned in, you guys are talking a little bit about jail, and I know a lot about that. I grew up in Auburn, and I'm 24. I've done 36 months altogether so far. And, we were all out in the yard one time, and somebody goes, hey, man, I got some weed.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
I get the feeling with him, that might be a good thing.
Exactly. It had been 48 months. Because I finished my story.
That's like how he qualified it. Well, I'm in my mid-20s and from Auburn, so.
Austin, call back if you can, 844-999-OLA. More calls on the way on our question, why do you hope you'll never have to do that again? You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Who sucks on less on the way? Positive drinking story helps you lose weight and get ahead at work. Yeah,
almost slipped on that one, didn't I?
Yeah, that was...
Who sucks less? Coming up, our question, why do you hope you'll never have to do that again? 844-999-HOLA.
Who sucks on, I mean...
Who sucks on this?
Yeah.
They will change the segment up.
Well, no, profile this and who sucks less, combine them, yes.
who sucked on this? Right. What was this?
Multiple choice.
If you describe what this is, I probably have a better shot.
Okay.
Hello, Brent. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
So this is the lessons, bro. Do not do the right thing. Do not propose marriage upon pregnation.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay. So,
you're starting hot, bro.
How well did you know this person?
Well enough to be intimate.
Okay. Had you been dating for a while, or was this just something that you would hook up every once in a while?
So, like, I met her in a snowstorm back at the Tides Inn at Gig Harbor, and then we hooked up, and I went to Cabo, and then I, like, decided I was going to have the talk and break up, and she had the talk and said she was pregnant, and I was like, I want the kid to have my last name.
Well, wait, how much time had passed? Because the way I'm getting it, you're in a snowstorm, you have sex with a woman, get on a plane, and go to Mexico.
Yeah, I skipped about 4 weeks.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay, so it's only about a month has happened. You're going to... Why did you want to break up with her?
It was like, you know, the long distance thing. And I was having fun, and she had a slight mustache. And I was stirred.
Wait a minute. All of these things.
Okay.
Long distance, you're having fun, and she had a slight mustache.
Yes, officer.
Okay, and you were going to break up with her in Cabo.
No, when I came back, I stopped in Gig Harbor, and I, like, went to her, and I was like, we need to talk. She's like, I'm so glad. We do need to talk. I'm pregnant.
Okay, and then
and
you...
I was like...
So how long was it from that point that you said that you proposed to her? Did she say yes?
Well, I didn't propose to her until I marinated for like a week.
All right. And then you got... And did she say yes?
She absolutely said yes.
All right.
Finger slipped.
And then how much time from that point in time did it take before you guys got married?
About $300,000.
$300,000? Where did you go to get married?
Hello?
For 18 years.
Oh, you were... Oh, okay. So
right.
You were with this person for... Did you have any more children?
I had one child. We were only together 3 years, though. And we had 2 kids.
Okay. And...
Wait. Hang on. Did she have a mustache the entire time? I mean, did you ever address that and say, look, man, I had 3 reasons I was going to break up with you, and the mustache was one of them?
I met her, and she's 21. She looked pretty slick. And then, like, all of a sudden, it's like under the right light. You're just like, whoa, what's going on there?
under the right light.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, man, I don't even know what to say.
Yeah, I don't.
All class.
Jesus Christ.
Don't do the right thing.
Don't do the right
thing. Condom would have been the right thing.
Don't marry a woman with a mustache.
You know what I mean? Like, this is like a book of advice. Like, you could write.
We really should have written this down. Don't date someone with a mustache. If it smells like rotten veal,
right?
Don't eat it.
Why do you hope you'll never have to do that again? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Dave. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, so how you guys doing?
We're doing great, Dave. Thank you.
A couple of things I want to tell you is a few weeks ago you had a thing with old-timey slang.
Oh, no.
I had that in high school.
Okay.
I'm 63.
All right.
And I've been married to the love of my life for 40 years.
Oh, good for you.
Oh, nice.
Congratulations.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Much different than our last caller.
What happened to me is for my brothers and sisters on the Kitsap and Olympic Peninsula, I'm out on the Coyle Peninsula where there's nothing. There's a volunteer fire station, nothing else.
That would explain why none of us have heard of it.
No, that's why I said they would know. You guys wouldn't know. It's out in the middle of nowhere. And so I did a couple of services out there. And, by the way, if you do need a pest control guy you need to talk to, I've been doing it for 41 years.
Okay.
Thank you.
A quick side note. Fellas, has anyone have a problem with pests? It's just a quick side, because if you do, I'm your freaking guy, all right?
That's right. Well, I've seen things that you could only imagine.
Okay.
That should be your business card.
I think the things you see are not the things I imagine.
Put that on the side of your side of your van.
It's disturbing.
I've seen things that you can only imagine. Call 206.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm on the Quail Peninsula. I did a couple jobs and I'm heading back to do my next job, and all of a sudden I'm seeing like raccoons running across the road, and I'm seeing stuff on the sides, and I'm hallucinating.
Maybe that's why maybe that's why you've seen things we can't imagine. Because when you're doing the job in my house, you're also hallucinating.
You don't want to know. It's you don't want to know. I could tell you things, but
Why were you hallucinating?
Well, that's the first thing I thought. It was like, you know, they said something about acid flashbacks, and then all of a sudden the road.
Oh, there it is.
Once again, Metro
63-year-old body mouth.
Words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
I think maybe I really like that guy. I'm not sure. You know what I mean?
You know, when you do...
Did you like him? I'm not sure if I liked him.
When you do...
I just
knew it was going to be weird and crazy when he started.
I knew it was going to be weird because he sounded like a weird... And listen, man, we dig it. You're cool. But you do... He has the voice of a guy where things are going to go
sideways.
You do
realize the chemicals involved in pest control for over 40 years are some of the most dangerous fumes you can...
And dropping acid. But if you've got problems, that's your guy.
He said he was having a flashback. Why do you hope you'll never have to do that again? 844-999-OLA.
OLA. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.